Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Goldblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, October 12th. The rate of violent crimes committed in South Carolina is on the rise, according to a new study. The State Law Enforcement Division released its annual Uniform Crime Report today. Among the findings, the rate of murders went up by more than 6.5%, aggravated assaults were up by 4%, and the rate of law enforcement officers assaulted was up 20% in 2019. SLED Chief Mark Keel said he's extremely concerned by the increasing amount of violence. On a lighter side, the Uniform Crime Report found property crimes were down more than 5% compared to last year. In other news, state public health officials today confirmed 584 new cases of novel coronavirus with a positive test rate around 9%. Greenville, Oree, and Oconee counties reported the three highest new case counts. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control also reported 7 deaths. DHEC continues to recommend anyone who is out and about in the community, around others, or unable to socially distance or wear a mask get tested at least once a month. South Carolina Department of Corrections will spend nearly $1 million on air purifiers to fight the spread of the coronavirus in prisons. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The agency told lawmakers about its plans last week to install air ionizers into the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems by December. 31 inmates and 2 staff members have died after becoming infected with the virus. The Department of Corrections has identified nearly 2,800 cases of COVID-19 among inmates and staff. 462 prisoners are currently sick, as well as 53 staff members. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston.
In other news, one person is dead and several injured following an early morning shooting in Myrtle Beach. Media reports the shooting occurred at Allen's Food Basket around 4:30 this morning. The Myrtle Beach Police Department asks anyone with information about the shooting to contact their office. Observers have confirmed 3 tornadoes touched down in South Carolina on Sunday as the remnants of Hurricane Delta crossed the Carolinas. 2 were EF1 tornadoes with wind speeds between 70 and 115 miles per hour. 1 tornado crossed Interstate 95 in Dillon County, while the other 2 touched down in separate locations in Oree County. And an electric vehicle company plans to open its first factory in upstate South Carolina. London-based Arrival announced plans today to build an electric bus microfactory in Rock Hill. The $46 million capital investment is expected to create 240 jobs. Operations are expected to come online in the second quarter of 2021. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.